Mishnah Gimel. One of the laws of Shabbos and Yom Tov is that of Tchum Shabbos. And that refers to the maximum distance which one is allowed to travel outside of his city on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And that distance is 2,000 Amos. Now the focus of the last few Mishnahs of the Masechta is a particular aspect of the halachas of Tchum Shabbos. And that is that as well as a person not being able to travel more than 2,000 Amos, things which belong to him can also not. And the tchum of the person's items is defined by whatever the owner's tchum is. So if you imagine, let's say you've got somebody called Reuven, and 3,000 amos away from him lives Shimon. So Reuven and Shimon have 1,000 amos in common, where they can both travel. Let's say they both travel towards each other. So if, let's say, Reuven and Shimon meet up, and Reuven has a particular item of his, now Shimon can go back to his house, but Reuven is not able to go all the way to Shimon's house. So the halacha is that Shimon is not allowed to take Reuven's item and take it back to his house either, since the tuchum of that item is defined by the tuchum of its owner. So the Mishnah says that habehema v'akelim, animals and utensils, keragle habe'olim, they are like the legs of their owners, meaning that their tuchum is defined by whatever the tuchum of their owners is. Now just like we have seen a rule with regards to muktzah, that migudu is katzoi b'bein ha-shemoshes is katzoi l'kula yoymar, that if something is considered to be muktzah when Shabbos or Yom Tov begins, so it remains muktzah for the rest of Shabbos or Yom Tov. So a similar idea applies when it comes to the tuchum Shabbos, that the tuchum of a person and an item is defined by whatever the tuchum would be when Shabbos or Yom Tov begins. And therefore, ha-meiser behem te'levnoi ol'aroyeh, one who gives his animal to his son or to a shepherd after Yom Tov began, it's like the legs, it's like the tuchum of the original owner, since he is the one who had it, and he did not yet agree with his son or the shepherd that he's going to give it to him, until after Yom Tov had begun already. The second half of the Mishnah discusses brothers whose father dies, so their inheritance gets passed down to them, but the inheritance has not yet been split between all of them. However, there are certain items in that house where a particular brother uses it much more often than others. And since the father died, he's been the one using it. Utensils, which are sort of designated and used specifically by one of the brothers in the house. So although it's not officially totally his yet, since he does already have a share in it, all of the brothers sort of share all of the property at the moment. So by him using it more, that defines the tuchum as according to him. So Hare Elu Kuraglov, the tuchum of those utensils which he is using more, follows his tuchum. Whereas those utensils and those items, which are not used specifically by one specific brother, it can go to any place where all of the brothers can go. So if, let's say, we take that example of Reuven and Shimon, who are 3,000 amos apart from each other, if we imagine that they are the only two brothers, then the items can only go in that middle area where both brothers can be. So that middle 1,000 amos in our example, since the items have the tuchum and they are bound by the tuchum of all of the brothers.